Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun daily blog posts available at chosunhouse.com. Today, after Kim, what? Jesus said that when the evil spirit goes out of a man, it goes around looking for another body in which to live. If it has difficulty in this enterprise, it will often return to the man from whence it came. If that house has not been occupied since his departure, he'll move back in and bring some friends along. Is it too much of a stretch to apply this same principle to nations? Is not Satan the prince of this world? Is there not a hierarchy of demon powers with which angelic powers struggle for the lives of nations? The Apostle Paul and the prophet Daniel agree. If one day North Korea is delivered from its present demonic oppression, what shall follow? Shall Satan be allowed to re-enter? One scenario I have heard more than once is an invasion by the Moonies. Quoting a brother in North Korea ministry, who shall go unnamed on this site, "The Unification Church is an aberrant cult that was founded in 1954 by a Korean, Sung Myung Moon. Moon claims to be the Messiah of the Second Coming, and that his wife is the Holy Spirit. He and his wife, called the True Parents, claim to be the first couple to be able to bring forth children with no original sin. The Unification Church claims to have 4.5 million full-time followers. Moon is also head of a huge empire worth billions of dollars. Moon was born in North Korea, and thus has great interest in seeing his homeland evangelized under his cult. He's been actively pursuing inroads into North Korea since 1991, as described by this article from the Los Angeles Times." And again, I'm quoting, "The unlikely relationship between the Unification Church and North Korea dates back to 1991, when Moon visited North Korea's founder and chief ideologue, Kim Il-sung. That paved the way for Moon, an arch-conservative who nonetheless supports dialogue with the North, to buy two hotels in Pyongyang, the North Korean capital, including the 161-room Potongang, which boasts of being the only hotel in the isolated country with satellite television. The North Koreans also allowed Moon's followers to develop Jongju, the northwestern town where Moon was born, into a pilgrimage site, another coup for the Unification Church, because the communist nation bans all practice of religion." Well, this is difficult to hear, isn't it? We'll talk more about Moon when this cycle continues. Meanwhile, thank you for your interest in North Korea. Visit us at chosunhouse.com for a large collection of blog posts like this, and pictures and maps and facts and resources and more. In fact, everything you need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the Hermit Kingdom, land of morning calm.